You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Though my hands are cold and my mouth is dry, though this journey's tall, there's a mountain high. Though the wind she burns like an ageless flame, she will give me strength so I can move again, yeah. And though my people may not be many, we are ready for the storm to come.
This is Fat Freddy's Drop, of course, with The Raft. And we have got Chopper on the line. Morena, Chopper, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great, and it is awesome to be able to chat to you this morning for a very exciting reason. It is that the Rhythm and Alps 2020 festival lineup has been announced, and Fat Freddy's are on there alongside a lot of awesome New Zealand bands. In fact, 100% New Zealand bands. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Well, I'm excited to have some dates in the calendar again, to be perfectly honest. You know, it's been a bit of a strange old year, I mean, for everyone, of course, but I guess, you know, when everyone says things are getting slightly back to normal for musicians, it still feels like it's a little way away yet.
Totally. And for you guys as well, as Fat Freddy's, you've had a particularly weird corona experience. Did you have to come back quickly from Europe, is that right?
Yeah. So we did our summer shows around New Zealand and then packed up all our stuff and headed off to Europe. And with that, you know, with the understanding that, you know, the corona pandemic was kind of brewing, but we had lots of confirmations from overseas that these shows were going ahead. So we turned up in Frankfurt, and it was just kind of business as usual in Germany. And then we started the tour. We did one show in Frankfurt, but then things started tumbling down very, very quickly. So, yeah, no, we had to hightail it home. We were quite lucky, actually. We got in on the last day that they were letting people transit through Singapore, and then the rest of us got through the last day that they were letting people transit through LA. So, yeah, it was good work on our travel agent's behalf, actually.
Shout outs.
I owe her some flowers and a bottle of wine, no doubt.
Totally. It is such a strange time, as you say, for musicians, especially musicians whose international circuit is a major part of their like bread and butter, you know. And for Fat Freddy's, that's what you guys do when you're not playing in New Zealand doing your summer dates. You are literally all over the place, and that's just something that is not going to be a reality for a wee while. But there is a kind of a sort of an interesting silver lining that we're seeing come out in New Zealand, at least, which is we're going to have so much New Zealand heavy festival lineups happening across summer. Is that something you're kind of excited to see happen, Chopper?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's as you say, it is a bit of a silver lining, really. And I think it'll be almost a watershed moment for New Zealand acts to fill these festival lineups 100%, as you say. And I think you'll find that everyone really, it really sort of progresses everyone's repertoire and performance skills, and you know the heat will be on to really deliver in these headline shows and in these on these big stages and things for an audience which I think will be really, really hungry for
totally
live music and for being at a party, you know. So I think I have no doubt whatsoever that that it's just going to really deliver some great music.
It's going to be great for New Zealand audiences, as you just said, because, you know, touch wood, fingers crossed, all things still going good. By Christmas time, we're going to have the best festival scene in the whole world. That's a pretty awesome thing.
That's exactly right, yeah. And, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with this Trans-Tasman thing. You might find that there's a good to and fro in that direction as well. But, yeah, with the focus being on local performers, it'll be a chance for people to find bands they've never heard of before, or they might have heard one song on the radio before and now they're seeing them play a whole set somewhere on a festival stage. And it'll be a real it'll be a deep dive, I reckon, into what New Zealand music has to offer at the moment. And what New Zealand music has to offer has been great for a long, long time.
Hard out.
And is really, really diverse. I think that'll be the thing that will really stun people, is just how you know, just what the quality is and how far that stretches into all sorts of different genres, you know. I think it'll be great.
Absolutely. And I mean, Fat Freddy's, you guys have been going since 99 now. That's a long time, and you're very established as a group. But can you think back to some of those first festivals you played? What was it like, I guess, getting that big break? Because that'll be what a lot of these younger bands or bands who haven't had this platform before will be experiencing. What was that like for you guys?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's just, you're straight into it there. You're at the coalface, you know, because you know, for Freddy's, it was bands like Salmonella Dub that you know, sort of grabbed us and said, okay, right, you know, we can see some potential in what you're doing. Come on this tour with us. Come and play these festival shows with us. And really, it was their audience at that time that we were playing to. And they were big audiences, you know, and they were up for it, they were ready. And so we had to sort of step into that arena and deliver something for them, you know.
Totally.
I mean, there's no better testing ground than a big festival stage.
Hard out.
Because people can vote with their feet very easily. There's another stage over there. There's a bar over there. There's a lake to swim in. There's, you know, a tent to go and lie down in, whatever.
Yeah,
You know, there's options. So, you know, if you want to keep them there, you've got to really, really bring your A game. So, yeah, definitely the output output of all this, I think, will be that a whole generation of up-and-coming bands really accelerate their live performance skills, you know, and that is ultimately where the music scene is at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
If you can really deliver a live show, then you've got a career.
Hard out. Hey, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you, Chopper. We're going to go through the lineup quickly for who else is playing at Rhythm and Alps. You got 660, Fat Freddy's, Shehard, Benny, the Phoenix Foundation, Quicks, Chaos in the CBD, Wax Mustang, Reb Fountain, Racing, Truth, Trey, Fairbrother, Furby, K2K, and There's a Tuesday. So it's a nice, like, real diverse lineup there. Lots of different kinds of sounds. Yeah, so that'll be something for everybody and a lot of fun.
Right. I mean, that really kind of sums up New Zealand music, doesn't it? I mean, it's that there is, you know, you've got everything from, you know, she had the gods of rock in New Zealand, you know, really deservedly so, it has to be said. And then you've got Benny, you know, who's an up-and-coming pop star, you know. I mean, and I don't say pop in a derogatory way at all.
No.
I really believe she's got the goods, man.
She does.
She is a fantastic performer. Then you've got some guys who've been offshore for a long time, Chaos in the CBD. They have really got a huge underground following for their form of electronica and house, you know. I don't think people in New Zealand probably realise just how respected they are around Europe and around America.
Totally.
You know, so yeah, it'll be, as I say, it'll be a fun ride for everyone, you know. And I think if you just want to see quality, doesn't matter what genre it is, just you're into quality, you're going to be happy, you know.
I reckon. Hey, Chopper, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. If people want to get tickets to go and see Rhythm and Alps, they go on sale next Tuesday, and you can jump on the Rhythm and Alps website to find out more info. That is, of course, happening in the Cadrona Valley in Wanaka, which is a beautiful area as well, across New Year's time. So that's going to be really, really mint. We're going to play Wairunga Blues now from 2015's Bays. Thanks so much, Chopper, and we'll see you on the festival circuit.
Thank you. I'll see you down there.
Wairunga Blues by Fat Freddy's, of course. Thank you again to Chopper for chatting to us this morning about what festival's going to kind of look like this summer. It's going to be really interesting and hopefully great for the New Zealand music community. And Fat Freddy's have been announced as one of the many awesome New Zealand bands playing at Rhythm and Alps this year. You can grab your tickets from next Tuesday. Jump on the Rhythm and Alps website to find out more information. That is happening from the 29th of December for a few days down in the Cadrona Valley in Wanaka, which is a gorgeous area. If you haven't been there before, that seems like a pretty good excuse to go for a holiday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.